Hi, friends. Welcome back.
Hello.
Thanks for tuning in to another wonderful episode of our podcast. Hope you're enjoying our comeback. Today's podcast, we're talking about moving out as adults and what it is all about. Do you want to do our three things? I can start.
Yeah.
I will start with the easy one, something I'm consuming, something I'm reading right now. I'm on the third book of the fifth season trilogy, and I read the first book for book club this month. We have our meeting on Thursday to talk about it, and I just finished the second book last night, and now I'm reading the third book, and at first I was really, really confused. It made absolutely no sense, and I felt like there was like so much of the plot that I wasn't understanding, but now that I like kind of get what's going on and I'm like into the universe and stuff, I'm really enjoying it. So stay tuned to find out what I think about the third book. But that's something that I'm reading right now.
What'd you say the name was?
The Fifth Season. It's by N.K. Jemisin.
I think I misheard that and I thought you were like reading the fifth book, but
no.
Fifth Season.
The series is called The Fifth Season, yeah.
Well, I guess things anyway. I've been consuming. I finished Circe, which is
how
by
was
Madison
it?
Miller, who wrote.
Was it just as Song good as Song of Achilles?
It's different. Like, I wouldn't. They're both really good, but for different reasons. Love Circe. Love it. I have to reread Song of Achilles. It's been like multiple years since I've read it.
Yeah.
To make like a fair judgment. Like, I think I've just put that book on a pedestal as like one of the best books I've ever read. So
yeah, it was really good, but I do remember the middle of it being like a lot of war.
I don't feel like I can say which one's better because I genuinely have such poor retention skills. But Circe, yeah. Loved it. Loved it. Like, I started reading it senior year of college and then got busy, so I had to, like, completely restart. I read it in, like, this was the weekend that I went and visited my boyfriend, and I read it between, like, the train ride there and the train ride back. And I read it while I was there, too. Like, there's a couple times where he was, like, cooking or something, and I was reading it. Like, I couldn't put it down.
That's but a great sign for
really
a book.
Really love female characters from mythology, so I'm just partial to that. And also the way they told her story was very interesting. I don't know a ton about Circe, like, other than what I read in the Odyssey and just like knowing in general that she's like sea witch. That's all I really gathered. So like I'd have to like dig more into the mythology to like really understand like how Madeline Miller extrapolated off of it, but it was really good, and it was like very sweet ending. Like, it was a good ending. But yeah, I read that. This is actually so funny. My friend posted some sort of meme from like, there's like that iCarly episode where Freddie's like dressed as a vampire, like, this was like around Twilight times.
Okay.
And so I responded to her and I was like, oh my God, LOL, Edward Cullen. And she's like, oh, I want to reread Midnight Sun for like the second time this year. And I forgot that I'd started it and I didn't finish it. So I'm going to have to reread it.
I remember when you started that.
It was really good. And it's just like a very
big,
large book.
Yeah.
And I already know the story. Duh. Because it's literally just the first book retold from Edward's perspective.
Oh yeah,
but I'm gonna read it. That's my next choice.
That
I've
will
been in
be
a really big
one.
Movie era, watching
okay.
movies by myself.
Good for you. I never do that. I
can
should
never
but...
find shows that I like. Like, it's like people can tell me a dozen shows to watch, but I'm not gonna watch them because I kind of like watching shows with people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Friends I can rewatch. New Girl I can rewatch. Like, those
I love
are
New
just,
Girl.
I recently finished both of those, and those are, like, up here for me. Like,
New Girl's, like, my forever
those.
Favorite, yeah.
Yeah. But, so I watched Mystic River, which is this movie that won a bunch of Academy Awards in 2003.
Heard of that.
And it's based on a book and it's set in Boston. And it's like these three guys grew up together. And then that's like a very short part of the beginning. And then they're like, oh, they're older and they have families. And it's about this crime that happened. And one of them's a police officer. One of them's kind of like involved in like organized crime vibes, I think.
Oh.
And one of them isn't, but like something happened when they're kids. I'm not going to spoil, but it was genuinely such a good movie. And Kevin Bacon's in it.
Okay.
From Footloose. Didn't recognize him at all. But it's a really good movie. I watched a lot of bad movies on Netflix recently.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Since we're talking about moving out, transition.
Okay, segue.
Genuinely, since I live, this is like the opposite of what people would think. Since I started living alone, I watch so many crime and horror movies.
That's so brave.
Even though I live in the city by myself. But I feel like it's, I don't know.
Living
by myself, it's like a weird vibe. Because, yeah, sometimes I'm like, is there someone in the hallway? Like, banging on my door? No, that's just, like, someone being loud as fuck in this building. But I feel like my building is so non-threatening. Like, the people who live here are so, like, they're just mainly GW students or, like, yeah, older people or couples. Like, there's no families, really. But, yeah. There's definitely times living alone where it's like uncomfortable in like the common areas, because you can't just be like with someone, like your roommate, your partner.
Yeah.
Like the laundry room's a terrible vibe. Hate it. The next apartment I get, I want to have washer dryer.
Yeah, it's a dream.
Because they make
that's sort of one of those things that
for the
laundry. I know. I never have understood that. Just like make my rent a little more. I don't want to pay for laundry, especially when I had to pay for laundry in my dorm building. I was like, you charge me so much money to be here.
Why
are you also charging me like $2 plus a load? And what college student is going to take advantage? Mine was $2.75 each, like washer and dryer. I was like, but who like. What
and then
college
they, like,
student
have...
is going to take advantage of free laundry? Like, nobody's doing a load of laundry every single day in college.
It's kind of ridiculous because then they're like, oh my god, like, we had to get maintenance down here. Like, don't overload the washer, guys. It's like, well, then don't make us pay for washing and drying. Because, like, the reason people are overloading is because they don't want to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
I can easily spend like at least $15 on like a laundry day if I waited like
that sucks
longer than a week.
Let's sort of planned out like a sequence for this episode, if you don't mind. I think we talked about this a little bit in the last episode, like what happened, but basically I moved to Vermont. Elijah and I chose, Elijah's my partner, we chose to move in together post-grad. It's something we talked about for, like, a really long time. Pretty much, like, after we were dating for, like, 3 or 4 months, we started talking about it. Because, you know, you're sort of in the phase of life where, like, either you're going to move out by yourself or, like, after college, you have to decide what to do. And that was the decision we made, and I don't regret it at all. It's been wonderful. But yeah, that's what I did. I moved out of my college apartment right after graduation and moved to Vermont. And like I said in the last episode, we packed it all of our stuff up in a U-Haul, and we found our apartment on Facebook Marketplace. Finding apartments is definitely like probably the like one of the most difficult parts of moving, because there are so many different places you can look, and it's hard to see, like, especially if you aren't in the area. Luckily, Elijah's mom was able to tour some places for us, but that is definitely the hardest part about moving to another place is finding a place to live. But my recommendation is just sort of like scour Zillow and apartments.com, Facebook Marketplace. I know a bunch of people who have found their apartments on Facebook Marketplace, and I had a great experience doing that. So anyway, Libby, does Earl want to talk about how she moved out?
She's like in arm jail right now for the time being, which is just what I put her over my forearm, and she usually stops crying. So yeah, I moved out. I'm a mother now to this cat. I genuinely don't think I'd enjoy living alone as much as I do if I didn't have a cat, though. Like, if you're actually looking to move, like, because originally my friend was going to move to DC and we were talking about moving in together.
I never knew that.
She got sick. She had to extend her undergrad. So that didn't happen. But then I was like, I don't want to do random. Like, I only had one good roommate experience, and that was like junior, senior year. My roommate was great, but like, I really have really bad anxiety when it comes to making sure I'm not breaking like any boundaries. Like, this is not like a bad thing, a bad trait. Like, I just really care about being a respectful roommate, but almost to a fault. Like, I just assumed she was mad at me, or I just assumed that I was annoying her. But she just, if she's listening to this, she's gonna laugh, but like, genuinely, like, she just enjoyed staying in her room. And I thought that
she wasn't
like,
mad at you.
No. And I just like read into everything. And me and my partner spent a lot of time together. And I was always worried that I was going to be that roommate with the boyfriend that like was always over. So I kind of like made it difficult for myself. And I would rather just have my own space where I don't have to worry about that. Because like, at least I kind of knew my roommate before we moved in. Like, we did dance co together. But like, if I were to move to a whole new city and just like either like choose someone who was in my cohort, which by the way, my incoming master's cohort was not very like social, so I don't know how well that would have gone down, or just like pick someone randomly, I think I'd not be having a good time.
No, you definitely made the right choice. I feel like you were not in a position to find somebody to move in with. It didn't make a lot of sense. And for
my, like, due to like just how I am and how much I worry, like, it just, it's way better that I'm alone. And, like, the particulars of how I like to have my space and live my life. But genuinely, my doctor was like, you should get a cat. Like, I guess technically Earl is an emotional support animal, but she's not certified. She's just here. And
no, it's good to have something to take care of. Like, it's like,
Genuinely, people are always like, what about the litter box? What about this? I genuinely enjoy taking care of my cat. And I feel like if you don't enjoy taking care of your pet, maybe you shouldn't have a pet. That may be controversial, but like, sorry.
No.
I think like you sign up for that when you have a pet. Like last week, terrible, annoying. I was like breaking down because she was peeing everywhere. And I genuinely never yelled at her. I just was really worried about her. But that's just part of having a pet. You take them to the vet, you figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
And I genuinely, like, she's the best. I don't want to say best thing that happened to me because Ryan gets, my partner gets jealous when I say that. But I love this cat so much. I really do recommend that if you're living by yourself. In a city, I'd say get a cat. I don't think getting a dog is irresponsible. But if you're not living in the
city, you could get a hamster,
get a dog. Just like get
a little
something.
Friend
or if you can't, maybe like volunteer an animal shelter or something. Like, there's plenty of those in the city.
True
I found my apartment, since you talk about how you found your apartment. I just genuinely just looked at all the different apartment buildings in the area I wanted to live at.
Yeah.
And my mom helped me because she's a real estate agent. We picked like based on safety, obviously, things like that. but then genuinely just sifting through reviews. You have to, it sucks, but you have to read all the reviews. And yeah. I signed a lease not viewing the apartment, which I don't recommend doing. Genuinely don't recommend doing.
Yeah, at least if you can do like a virtual tour or something, a lot of places will offer that.
I didn't have a choice really. I didn't look at this place when I visited, so it wasn't one of the ones I looked at, but genuinely look at the place. I just lucked out because this is actually like a decent apartment and like a really nice, like my apartment's really nice, but I mean like a decent apartment building. Like there's not really any issues. It does smell like marijuana all the time, which
it's just kind of like DC though.
Yeah, but and we don't have the office in this building. The office is in the other building, leasing office. So I think that's why people are a little more confident over here in this building, because they don't come over that often. But yeah, and like when Ryan moves in with me, it's either gonna move into this apartment or I wouldn't get I can't get a two bedroom in this apartment building. Like these are all studios in one bedroom, but there's a one bedroom with a den layout.
Yeah, which that's a good hack if you're looking for a two bedroom apartment where you only need one room with the bed.
Yeah, and because like genuinely there's not enough space in this apartment for his stuff, like because
yeah
he has I know about a lot that. Of things so but and like you need space,
Ryan,
like,
you may have to part space. With your stuff,
just some of it. Maybe the t-shirts from middle school can go.
I have to say like something, and we live in a pretty small space, and Elijah and I, our lease ends in a few months, so we've been talking about if we want to like re-sign, we have to like talk to our landlord, see if he's going to raise the rent or anything like that. We really like where we are location wise, and the space is really great for what we need right now. But there's some things like we wish we had a bigger kitchen, and like we wish we had a little more space and just like everywhere in the apartment. But definitely when you move in with a partner, it's much different than moving in with a roommate, because when you have a roommate, you have your own like very clear designated spaces that are like definitely yours, because you don't necessarily share a ton of things with your roommate. But when you move in with your partner, it's like you're moving in, your stuff is like combining. And so I definitely have done a lot of like, hey, let's bring this to your mom's house. Do you need those t-shirts? I've never ever seen you wear that. Lots of downsizing. But I try to go through our stuff every so often, and like I never get rid of anything without asking. I would never ever do that. But yeah, it's definitely a different process. But yeah, something else I wanted to talk about was money, which I think is something maybe more I can talk to, because I know like living on your own while you're still in school is definitely different. Something
yeah, super clear. Don't want to mislead anyone. I got a fellowship for my master's program.
Yeah.
And I still had money left over from undergrad that my parents set aside. So that's why I'm able to live by myself in the city. And my parents helped me. And I'm very transparent about that. Super grateful. I wouldn't be able to be doing what I'm doing or following, like, this sounds cheesy, but literally following my dream, being in my dream program, mm-hmm. if it wasn't for my parents supporting me, especially with DC prices. Don't want anyone to think that, like, because, like, with being a master's student where you're not getting your tuition paid for and getting a stipend, I get a teaching stipend for being a graduate teaching assistant, but that's very different than what a PhD student gets. So
also a stipend is like nothing.
Still sucks. Even with PhD, it still sucks.
Yeah.
Before you start, another thing to consider if you're looking at PhD programs, if you're allowed to work a second job. You may not know this, but some programs don't allow you to have a second job.
I didn't know that.
So, or you just keep a hush hush. It's a little secret.
Nobody has to know.
Or, like, you can have a side hustle that you can like kind of meld as like, oh, it's a hobby or something, but like mm-hmm. genuinely like working for another institution or company is like big no-no. So just
interesting.
So really pay attention to like when you're applying, like what stipend package they offer and how much it is. So just
a little PSA
to consider if the graduate workers, so the PhD students, master's students, are unionized or not. Also consider that. Anyway.
So in terms of money, obviously this is like the main thing in between you moving out and not. I knew in my last year of school, I lived at home every time that I wasn't like in college. And I knew that when I graduated, I wanted to move out. Like, I didn't want to move back home during the summer. And basically the beginning of my senior year, I think, like, I've always been pretty responsible with my money, but the beginning of senior year, I had like an internship and a half, and I was really, really strict about like budgeting and putting money away. I started a high yield savings account. This is my one plug for a high yield savings account. This is the best thing I've ever done for myself. I make like now like $70 a month in interest just for the money sitting there. My next step is to open up like an investment portfolio. I'm still nervous to do that for some reason, but anyway, high yield savings account is a great way to grow your savings without like any risk, really. Like, you know, when you put your money in there, it's gonna grow, and it will grow more than like a traditional savings account. Like, for reference, my like regular bank account gets like 0.05% interest. My high yield savings account gets like 4%, which is like a huge amount difference. Yeah. So anyway, I basically set a goal that I wanted to have by the end of my senior year. I think it was that I wanted to have like $5,000 or something in there. And I basically just like kept moving money over. I, like Libby said, I had someone paying for my tuition. It makes a big difference, obviously. If I didn't, I would have just had more jobs probably. Like, my situation financially and like the jobs I had was determined by what I was given. And obviously I'm really grateful for that, but like mm-hmm. you have to decide like what you need and how much like you can work and do to support that, if that makes sense. So anyway, save the money I needed. My parents also had some money that they were putting aside when I was like a baby that had just been sitting there for a long time. And with that money, I used that to pay like the deposit. I used it to pay for the U-Haul, rent. I didn't have my job for 3 months of me living here, but I had that money saved up as like a barrier. And if I didn't, like I said, like if I didn't have that money from my parents, I would have gotten like a part-time job or like a retail job or something in the summer as I was looking for other jobs. But because I had more money saved, then I had more time to look for a job. Anyway, you kind of get the point of like, do what you need to and what you can do to like make the money you need based on your situation is my best advice. But saving is definitely key.
Saving for sure. But this may seem obvious to some people, but I honestly have seen a lot of like TikToks of people struggling with this. Like, get a credit card. If you don't have a credit card, get a credit card. And I'm not saying just like, you know, rack up a debt on your credit card, but no. Use your credit card. And that you need to earn credit in order to, you know, be considered like trustworthy when you're renting a place or if you're buying a car, like buying a house, any of these things, you need to have credit. It's worse to have no credit, which sounds ridiculous. Like, you've never had a credit card, so you don't have credit. That looks worse for some reason than like, yeah, maybe having like okay credit, you know? And the way I would like, and I got a credit card in high school and I used it for gas and paid it off every month. And I have the Discover student card. And so,
I heard that you gave Brett your discount code and he didn't ask me for it. I found that out when I saw him a few weeks ago, and I was like talking about like, oh, I get like 5% cash back on one of my cards this month at restaurants. And he was like, oh yeah, it's the Discover card. And I was like, who gave you the Discover card code? Anyway, just wanted to call that out because I felt a little bit betrayed when I found that out. But you can have your $100.
Yeah.
If anyone wants a Discover credit card, DM me and we can both have $100.
Yeah. So the context of that is like if you refer a friend, you get $100.
Yeah.
Like credit.
Most cards have that sort of.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't even remember. I think me and Brett worked together this summer, so maybe it
probably just came up in conversation. I'm not actually mad about it.
I know. I'm trying to remember though. I genuinely
talked to everybody about my credit cards. I have two, and Libby's right. Like you definitely need to have credit.
Month,
and what you did with
month,
the
you
paid
get
off.
Cash back on different things. So like,
oh yeah, yeah.
What you were just mentioning, like, oh, this month if you use your credit card at drugstores, you get 5% cash back, or restaurants or grocery stores, mm-hmm. whatever, gas stations, and it changes. And I have a considered very good credit score. So I would recommend doing that. Use it for your groceries, use it for your gas. Don't use it for just like going out with friends, going out to the bar, like going out for
food.
Don't
use it for things you can't afford. That's the bottom line.
Rack up if you're making a big purchase, like for example when I bought Taylor Swift tickets, I used my credit card because people were going to pay me back, like things like that. That's different, but I'm just saying don't use it willy-nilly.
I think the other thing that's helped me a lot to save money is I like, and I do this like a little bit obsessively, like I probably like wouldn't necessarily recommend doing it the way I do, but I track like every money, every penny, every dollar,
money.
every money I spend, every dollar that I spend, I track in Excel, and I have like a great little Excel sheet that like calculates by category, whatever. But it helps me, and I put in my transactions throughout the month so I can see, like, I set like a $400 grocery budget for this month. Like, how much can I spend on groceries this week? How much do I have left of that budget? And I like play around with the numbers in my budget to sort of even out. Like, right now I'm trying to save $1,000 a month, mm-hmm. which is like a large amount of my salary, so I'm really trying to be like tight with my budget. So anyway, like Libby said, make sure you, if you're trying to save money, make sure you look at your bank account and look at what you're spending, and set a budget,
say,
set
like,
some goals,
don't
like
have fun, like you
yeah
can still
exactly
have fun. It's like I'm just saying,
just be conscious.
I know too many people around our age who like, I had an issue junior year, senior year, fully admit, DoorDash. Like, oh, I don't want to cook. I'm going to DoorDash. And that includes like delivery fee, tip, all of that. I was spending so much money on DoorDash. Like, and that's also why I actually started tracking like my payments, like what I was spending money on, and then I was like, oh, I need to cut here or I need to cut there. I would
yeah then delete- you can see what you can like yeah. stop spending.
So I think I buy myself coffee once a week. That's a big thing for me. I love coffee. I was a barista. I love coffee, but I do it once a week. It's on my way home from Pure Bar. There is a coffee shop I like, and on Saturdays when I'm walking home, I get myself coffee, and that's like my little treat. And
what's the coffee shop?
It's Emissary.
Oh my god!
DuPont?
In DuPont?
Yeah.
I love that place. I used to go there to do homework.
It's a really
Emissary.
Cool vibe. It's so fun. But yeah, anyway, I guess what I'm saying is like, TLDR is. You can still have little treats. And like my lab, we set goals at the beginning of every semester and we have rewards for ourselves. Like we're a very reward,
I love it.
Little treat type of group of people. So yeah, I get a little treat every Saturday. And the one time I like really allow myself to like eat out or like get takeout is on Wednesdays, because Wednesdays are my longest day. And
that's like, such a smart plan. My roommate used to do that a lot. Like, whatever her busiest day was, she was like, this is my, like, buy lunch on campus or, like, off, like, somewhere
exactly
close.
Exactly.
Like, that's not worth lately, the energy to cook that day.
Tougher because I, for some reason, was running late all the time the past couple weeks. So I was, like, buying lunch a little too often. So I've been reining it in. So you see, like, it really is, like, a constant process because, like, you're human. You're not going to follow a budget perfectly. Like, things happen.
Yeah, it's all about balance. Duh.
But I will tell you a funny story. This is another thing living alone. Okay, it's combined with money. Genuinely, like, I had spent, like, a decent amount of money before I took Earl to the vet. And I wasn't thinking I had to take Earl to the vet at this point. So I was comfortable spending a little more money. Like, I made an IKEA because I needed, like, a clothing rack to put, you know, like, the clothes you wear once that are dirty but not dirty enough to wash. And I don't like putting it back in my dresser or in my closet. So I got a clothing rack to, like, put those things there. And I got, like, under the bed storage. Like, I'm starting to, like, kind of, like, prepare storage options for when my partner moves in with me just to make it easier. Smart. So that was, like, a pretty big order. And I also had to, like, replenish, like, my skincare. And I don't spend a lot of money on skincare, but I'd say, like, my skincare is, like, midpoint cost. Like, it's not expensive, but it's not cheap. So I had spent, like, a decent amount of money. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I just got paid, whatever. Then I had to take Earl to the vet. And she had to get a steroid shot. She had to get a urinary tract test, whatever it's called, urinalysis. And she also got prescribed two medications. And I just had to pay for even being there. It was over $300. And that's why you have pet insurance, my friends. I pay $18 a month for pet insurance. Do I think it really does anything? I'm not sure. I'm still trying to decide if it's a scam or not because it's only accident and illness. So I'm still waiting to get the claim, like, processed to see if they'll cover it or at least, like, put it towards my deductible because I still have to fill my deductible. So I still have to pay that. But I need to see if it's going towards my deductible or not, which is why you submit a claim even if you still have your deductible, if that makes sense to everyone. This is what I learned. Okay, I should, like, set aside a certain amount of my stipend every month just in case something like this happens. And I do have some backup funds. It's not a huge deal. It's not, but, like, because you kind of just assume indoor cats are, like, so easy and, like, whatever, you don't think about the times when they have weird things happen and you spent, like, $300 at the vet. And I had to pay for Uber there and Uber back.
Do you have to put, like, pet is coming with me in the Uber when you schedule the Uber for,
like... So actually, if you scroll down, you know, like, how there's Uber options, like Uber XL and, like, Uber
There's one for pet?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who knew?
But also make sure you put pee pads in carriers because this is the second time taking Earl to the vet. And after she goes to the vet, she tends to pee in her carrier because she's upset. Which is completely understandable because they, like, shoved medicine down her throat and, like, stuck multiple needles in her. So, like, makes sense. But, yeah, you should have emergency funds for your own medical stuff, but also if you have a pet, your pet stuff. And also, I do auto ship with Chewy because there's no pet stores in the area. So I already know automatically how much I'm spending on food, litter, all those things every month. So that really helps. Like, and I also do auto ship for toilet paper, paper towels, tissues, that sort of thing. I hate having to order so many things, but when you live in the city, it's genuinely easier. And especially with, like, grocery stores around here being mainly Whole Foods, which is an expensive grocery store.
Yeah. You have to seek out the Giant.
Oh, that's a whole trip. That's like a once every 2 weeks trip.
Which it's Giant, like, do you go to? 45
minutes. Mount Vernon.
That's true.
It's the closest one.
That's true.
And but I go to, if you are stuck in a situation where I'm at, where it's like kind of expensive Whole Foods, obviously check the weekly sales, shop based off the sales. But also, if you're going to be spending that much money, go to the farmer's market. Like, if I'm, it's pretty much the same cost as Whole Foods. And it's way better quality.
And you're getting in season and local stuff.
And the DuPont Farmers Market at least has an area to do compost, so you can compost in the city and weekly just like go dump your compost.
Yeah, so at their
thing. So I would say if you're going to be spending like $150 on groceries a week because you live near Whole Foods, do yourself a favor and like, you know, just go to the farmers market. Like, I wouldn't say if you eat meat, getting meat at the farmers market, that tends to be more expensive. But like produce typically tends to be around the same price. And it's a fun little activity.
Love the farmers market. Yeah, I think that money is probably the biggest part about moving out. And what you said about emergency savings is really important. I'm starting to like I'm trying to start making rules about like how much I want to have in my emergency savings. Like, I have like buckets for my savings account. So I have like 3 months. Now I have like 3 months of expenses. I'm working to save up for 6 months of expenses, like just normal expenses. I have a separate amount for money I'm saving up to buy a new car. I have a separate amount of money that's like if something happens to my car. Like, for example, in October, my steering wheel stopped working. That was something that needed to get fixed right away. So that was like $400. So that's why savings are really important, because then you can just use your savings for things like that that you don't expect to come up. So anyway, yeah, money is important. Yeah, that's
a whole other thing if you have a car. I don't deal with that anymore.
Definitely, but it's similar to like a pet. Like, you, like if you have something that can break, like you, your body, like you should have savings for that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you have a car, like if you have like an appliance, like if you are like, for example, like freelancing and you use your computer for work, like you'll need to have money saved to fix your computer if it breaks, like things like that. Like, you got to plan for emergency situations.
I'm gonna pull the mic real close for this one, for what I'm about to say. This is really important. The best thing you can do for yourself, especially if you live in a city or go to school still, is wear a mask in large lectures so you don't get sick, don't have to the doctor. And I know that sounds paranoid, but with norovirus going around right now, I don't think people can understand that norovirus, you can get severely dehydrated and have to go to the hospital. COVID, a whole other thing, right? But just genuinely, if you're taking public transportation in the city, wear a mask in the subway.
Even like going to urgent care is expensive.
Urgent care, objectively, it's the same thing when I was dealing with taking Earl to the vet. I was like, should I take her to an emergency vet or my normal vet? An emergency vet is way more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So do everything you can to put yourself in a situation where you're not going to get sick. And
yeah,
I think in DC especially, a lot of people are wearing masks anyway. But I'd say like, just like pay attention to the COVID rates in your area and pay attention to what's going around. And, you know, it sounds stupid, but like use hand sanitizer, like just be aware. And I also think that people over supplement themselves, like with supplements and vitamins. But the few things I would recommend taking just to like boost your immune system and just be healthy overall, a probiotic, not just good for gut health, good for immune health. If you have female anatomy, take a cranberry supplement to avoid urinary tract infections, because you have to go when that happens, because Maya will tell you,
you do not want to get a kidney infection.
And then I also like take oregano oil. It's It's something that my uncle, who's a doctor, told us to start taking when COVID first started. It's a immune supplement. And genuinely, with how much I was around people last semester, I should have gotten whatever was going around the undergrads, but I didn't. And I completely credit taking oregano oil every single day. Yeah. So anyway, save money by taking care of yourself.
Prepare in advance.
Also, I don't drink a lot of alcohol anymore.
Yeah, that's like, a great way to save money. Don't do drugs. Myself. Don't drink.
Well, but like, on a serious note, like, drinking by yourself is not good for you anyway. But so I don't drink if I'm not socially drinking, or like if I'm not with my partner. Like, I don't have alcohol in the house, period. Like, I just don't. Like, sometimes I'll get wine if I'm like having a nice dinner by myself, but other than that, like, I don't keep liquor in my house. So that's also honestly a way to save money, is just like, don't drink a lot. Like, you can obviously drink, but like, don't drink as much as you were in college, because I feel like there's a drinking culture in college that is super normalized, and I look back on how much money I was spending on alcohol, kind of ridiculous. It's expensive.
That's how I save so much money in college, is because I never drink.
Yeah, Maya doesn't drink that often.
I don't drink. I opened a drink the other night and had like 3 sips and then poured it down.
That's such a waste.
It was a Mike's lemonade that had been in my fridge since we moved in and was in my parents' fridge for a year before that. So it was going to get dumped down the drain anyway, but I opened it and it tasted yummy. But I didn't end up drinking the whole thing. They are good. The mango lemonades, I've only ever seen them here. So anyway.
Those are good.
I feel like we've talked your ears off.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to edit this into something.
I think we've covered some of the... We're just yappers. Just yappers. But, just yeah, basically, money. Top tips. Top tips for moving out. Plan ahead. Save money. Be smart. And do your research. And talk to people healthy. About their experiences and stay healthy. So,
if you've made it this far, you're
God bless you. You're probably Elijah.
Aren't DM us and you can become one.
So true, guys.